Up till now, China has focused primarily on reaching the same level of activity and technological development as the other space powers. And we have seen this in China's earlier lunar missions, in their first manned flights, and in building of a space station. But these are things that other countries have done before. No country has yet attempted a landing on the far side of the moon, and that is entirely new.
This is going to be a tricky maneuver, and there's no guarantee of success. How difficult is it?
It will be difficult. The Chinese seem to be fairly upbeat about it. China has had a very good record with its space missions. They have known very few failures, certainly compared to the United States and the Soviet Union in the early days of their space program. It is tricky. It is difficult. You're absolutely right. There is a possibility that this won't work. The launching yesterday was the first stage of a two spacecraft mission. The first spacecraft essentially is a small communications relay. It's about 485 kilograms. It will take 8 days to reach the moon, and it will then enter what's called a halo orbit, which is kind of describing a circle behind the moon so that it has the far side of the moon in continual view and is able to transmit to Earth at the same time. China has done a mission to this part of circumlunar space before, but the landing on the far side is, absolutely right, going to be the most critical, dangerous, and difficult part.
What is the significance of landing on the far side of the moon? What might scientists gather from that mission?
The far side of the moon is quite different from the near side. There are very few seas, what we from Earth see as the dark areas or the mare on the near side. The lunar far side is almost entirely uplands. It's very rocky. It's quite possible, we don't know, it's quite possible that the rocks there, the surface there, are the oldest part of the moon, and we may learn new science that we have not yet learned from the near side.
Brian, I understand at the same time, China celebrated the country's first rocket launch by a private spaceflight company, OneSpace Technologies, based out of Beijing. What is the significance there?
The launching the other day flew a rocket to 40 kilometers. Now, that's not very impressive compared to SpaceX's achievements so far, but it does mark the entry of private Chinese rocketeers into the launch market. And this company has every intention of launching spacecraft into orbit with rockets that will reach orbit. So it signifies the entry of Chinese private commercial companies into the private space rocket building industry.